We told you we'd be busy throughout the course of the show today. And the first guest on the list here, we've got John Toth from Floor Coverings International. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. And I didn't realize that not only do you have Floor Coverings International, but you're also a key component for Jeremy Cares. And we had Jeremy on. Remember we had Jeremy
That's
on
right,
like three
yeah.
or 4 months ago? What an incredible story that is, and an incredible foundation as well.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we've been around for almost 9.5 years now, and we're trying to do some really good things out there, and just very happy to be part of the community. So it's nice to have that partnership with you guys and have that connection. And I know when you guys had Jeremy on, it was a great thing. I think we were talking about our Night at the Races event and also our golf outing that we run every year. This year we actually had 260 golfers at our event, and we raised about $36,000. So it was a highly successful thing for us, and enables us to do some of the programs that we do, like scholarships and different things. So we do scholarships for survivors and siblings of survivors, of families that are going through pediatric childhood illnesses. Traumatic illnesses is what we focus on. So
I thought that was really cool when Jeremy had brought that to my attention when he was in studio a while back. I thought that was awesome, the fact that you guys not only get the funding for those who are going through the treatment for whatever the illness might be, but the siblings as well. And I think that's extraordinarily important, because sometimes the siblings, unfortunately, kind of just get forgotten about in that process.
Yeah, they definitely do. And currently in Northeast Ohio, there isn't an organization that is focused on them. And you mentioned that they get forgotten, and actually the term for the siblings is the forgotten ones, because so often the parents just are totally focused on that patient and on all the trauma and things that they're going through. And the kids get, the siblings get sort of tossed off to the side. And it's a necessary thing, but it also has some really long-lasting impacts. So we are trying to do some different programs. Jeremy's brother, his name is Benny. So our program is Benny's Buddies. And that's the sibling program that we have. And, of course, we still do our holiday giveaway. And that's one of our first events that we did. And then we have some real strong partnerships with Ronald McDonald House in Cleveland and Rainbows and Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital as well. And we're always looking to partner with them on different projects and things that impact as many families as we can.
Well, and to add to that as well, I mean, I think the sibling thing is so cool too, because a lot of times, you know, if everything gets figured out, a lot of times, you know, the child that's suffering the illness, sometimes they do live vicariously through those siblings. And it's great to see the siblings get those opportunities, because it really enhances that experience for those that are going through the illness, that get a chance to live vicariously and really experience the cool things that their siblings experience.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. And to be able to do some of those events and different things that we put together is creating moments of joy. And that's really what we're all about, the social well-being of the family and trying to create moments of joy for the families as they are in their struggle.
John Toth with Floor Coverings International, and Jeremy Cares, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, coming at you live from the Power of More Business Expo at the brand new Market Square building here in Crocker Park. Do you frequent Crocker Park?
Yeah, I live right in Avon Lake, so we're over here and enjoying a meal once in a while, and doing our shopping and so on and so forth. And so Dick's Sporting Goods, of course, one of my favorite stores, yeah, and so I'm always over there.
Yeah. John, what are some of the things? I mean, the name's obvious, Floor Coverings International, but what are some of the things that you guys do? What is it that you do on a daily basis?
So I think what really makes us unique in the community is that we work out of a mobile showroom. So we have a van, and we come right to our customer's house, and we bring about 3,000 samples with us.
Yeah.
We'll measure everything up in the house, and then we'll listen to the customer, do a design consultation with them, and then we'll bring samples right in, and they can see them in their house against their wall colors with their furniture, In their lighting, which is a big thing with flooring. It always looks different when you bring it to your house. So we kind of skip that step. And then because we see everything in the house, we're able to give people a down-to-the-penny proposal for their project. So it's not really an estimate.
A mobile showroom. See, I love the idea of a mobile showroom. I don't think that really gets enough hype the way that it should. We always hear about food trucks, right?
Yes, that's
people
true,
think
yeah.
There's a lot of beauty in that because you can pick your restaurant up and you can plop it down wherever you want, but a mobile showroom, that gives you a lot of flexibility.
Bull's very lazy. He doesn't like to move.
That's right.
I kid.
I totally understand, and that is a big thing. It's a convenience for the customers, and
sure.
That's, you know, we run a lot of appointments in the nights and the weekends because a lot of times that's when people are home, and they don't have to leave their home. With us, we bring everything right to their door.
Sure, well, I think that's the beauty with it, as you just mentioned. I mean, things look different in different lighting. You want to see what it looks like on the walls. You may have an idea, but you don't really know it until you get it in there. So that's very cool.
Well, and you were telling us before we came on the air today that, you know, people have actually gotten a little further away from a traditional carpet setup. A lot of folks are not necessarily going towards hardwood floors, but they're going away from carpet. Why do you think that is?
I think really the trend out there is to have more what we term hard surface areas in the house. It adds a level of richness to the house, and in many cases it adds to the value of the house. So, you know, carpet still has its place. It still is number one in overall sales in Northeast Ohio, but it is definitely shrinking. And the other thing is there's a lot more options today than just 5 years ago what existed or what was possible. Now there's waterproof flooring, and there's flooring that just has much more realistic looks and visuals than was possible. Digital photography actually has a huge impact on the flooring industry. It's something that people don't realize.
Yeah, I mean, technology's really changed everything, I'd imagine, along the same ways with flooring there.
Yeah, for sure. Everything from install to just what's out there and what's possible. And that's another reason for us with, you know, meeting directly with those homeowners and seeing how they use their space. It really helps us to give them the best option for what's going to work best and solve their needs as well as their wants.
Well, sure, and I'm sure you get this question all the time when people are asking, you know, carpet against hard surface flooring. What's easier to clean? I get that question all the time because people always say, well, you know, I love my hard surface, whether it's tile or whether it's hardwood, whatever the case may be. They say, look, maybe once a month, every other month, you know, I'll get a Swiffer out there and then I'll take care of business. You know, with the vacuum, you got to run that bad boy every week. So in your professional opinion, what's easier to clean?
If you have a carpet that has good stain resistance and good properties to it, as well constructed, it's not awful to clean, but definitely those hard surfaces, there's something to be said for the Swiffer and how quick and easy that is just to run it across your floor, you know, periodically, and you've got a brand new looking floor again. So
I love that feeling of a brand new looking floor, right?
See, well, I was going to say, I can contest to that. I mean, I've got two kids under two, and I find all sorts of strange things in the carpet. I think, how in the world could this possibly be here? The hard surface, a little easier to clean.
So you mentioned waterproof flooring before.
Now, yes.
I'm just kind of curious as to how that works. Waterproof flooring, how does that all come together? Like, what exactly does that waterproof, per se? I mean, if you spill a glass of water on the floor, look, there's going to be water there, but how is it waterproofed?
So the general construction of these products are vinyl products, and the thing that really makes them waterproof is the core of the product. So they're a rigid construction, similar to a laminate construction, and how they go together and how they are constructed. But instead of being a core of HDF or high density fiberboard, they are a core that is completely resistant to water. In fact, it just does not absorb moisture. And so what that does is it makes the floor very stable. The floor won't grow, expand, or contract based on moisture. Only temperature is doing that. So it's a very stable floor in your house. And it really is a floor that it doesn't matter if the dog bowl spills or If you're like at my house, my dog would always walk across the floor and drip water everywhere. And if you have that traditional hardwood floor, you have to be right on it. But with these solutions, that's not the case. It can sit there all day.
Well, yeah, when it bubbles up like that, too, only bad things can come of that. When it bubbles up, that is really, really bad news. Again, we're talking with John Toth, Floor Coverings International, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, how long have you guys been in business?
So we've had our business for about 3 years now, my wife and I, and we're based out of Avon Lake, and we're loving it. We're growing, and events like this, this business expo with the Power of More is a great time for us to get out, network with other businesses, as well as just interact with the community. And I think that's one of the things that we like most about our business is that we're a small family-owned business, and we can be very, very active in the communities that we serve.
How'd you guys get started?
Well, our business is a franchise business, and we really started looking into it, and I had done some flooring in my house. I'm one of those do-it-yourselfer kind of people, and went through the experience of trying to figure that all out and navigate that. And when I was introduced to the concept of Floor Coverings International, to me, it just made a lot of sense. It really solved a lot of problems that I experienced myself and that I saw in the whole floor purchasing experience. And on top of that, I like to be involved and help people, and I love home improvement. So all of those things sort of led us in that direction, and it's been a great ride so far.
Very cool stuff. Well, John, we'll cut you loose on this. I know you talked earlier about Jeremy Cares and what a wonderful organization that is. Just want to give you a chance to give that a quick plug for those who want to find out more information, how they can help with Jeremy Cares. How can they do that?
So probably the easiest way to learn more about us is to find us on the web, and that's at www.jeremycares.org. So again, jeremycares.org to find out more about us and see how you might be able to get involved or come and join us at one of our events.
Very cool stuff. John, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.